It's the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And every Thursday, we look forward to talking to Hall of Fame broadcaster, my man Bill Hillgrove, on this weekend of college football. Bill, good morning.
I couldn't wait, anymore. I mean, it's football's here, and that's a good thing for everybody.
Yeah, so Saturday at noon, it's Pitt and Duquesne, first time on the gridiron in 86 years. But before we get to the game with Pitt and college football, let's talk about the cutdown and now the practice squad announcements by the Steelers. Any surprises for you, Bill?
Well, not really. Beanie Bishop had a pretty decent, preseason. But I think they took a calculated risk that he wouldn't be claimed by anybody. So he's still around and on the practice squad. I tip my hat to those young men who persevered and made the practice squad. But, as we discussed before, the sad part is about that final preseason game that for many of the players, that's the last time they'll put pads on. And that's kind of sad. But, you look forward. I think the Steelers are going to be better this year. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be the kind of a guy who can take them to beyond losing that first playoff game. So let's see how it plays out.
Yeah, Bill, that reminds me now that the Steelers probably made a lot of fans happy by keeping all four quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think they almost had to do that. We all thought that maybe Will Howard would go on the IR for the 4 weeks and come back later. But maybe that's a good sign that he's progressing. And I don't know how long they'll keep four quarterbacks. But that's a very interesting twist to the start of the season.
That said, how about Skylar Thompson really performing himself into a spot? And now maybe, he may end up somewhere, or whether they move. They're probably not going to move Mason Rudolph, right? If somebody gets the boot, it'd probably be Thompson.
If you know NFL coaches like I do, they go with the sure thing. And Mason Rudolph is the sure thing as a backup. Skylar Thompson, although he had the great preseason and shows mobility and the ability to throw the ball down the field, you're still not sure. And I think coaches like the sure thing, and that would be Mason Rudolph. But things could change. It depends on the market out there, too. And speaking of which, I think the Steelers are still open to another receiver if one falls to them. Right now, it's a little late in the process, so let's see what happens.
Well, that said, let's turn our attention to college football. West Virginia hosts Robert Morris. Up in Happy Valley, they've got Nevada, but at noon, after 86 years, Duquesne and Pitt. What's your assessment of this Pitt team and Pat Narduzzi's 11th season?
Well, I liked Pat's comments at his news conference on Monday. He has an affinity for Jerry Schmidt and a lot of respect. He's done a great job with that program. I mean, his 21-year tenure speaks for itself. But he's been to Pitt practices. He's been to camps. They like each other. And I think I think this is going to be a game of concern for Pitt is the fact that all five guys up front offensively for the Dukes are seniors. They're an experienced team. And, I think Pitt's better than they were last year. And I think Cade Bell touched upon it in his comments earlier this week when he said, they're getting used to adjusting to the tempo, which is always a challenge for his new players on offense to try to, snap the ball every 12 or 15 seconds. And, once they get used to that, it's almost like you can play fast because you don't have to think.
Yeah, for those that don't know, that up-tempo offense came last year and fun to watch at times, Bill, but as you get into your, 53rd season calling – Pitt football, it's a rapid pace. It makes it exciting.
Yeah, for Pat Bostic, the color man, he's got to get in and out quicker and pick his spot. So, I noticed a couple of times last year, I like to keep my own play-by-play, and I use my own shorthand. Well, it's got to get shorter.
You know, Pat Narduzzi.
You know, because if head gets the next snap. And so I have to train myself to keep my head up. And to that regard, I think it's fun for the fans. I know it's fun for the players. And it certainly causes consternation for the opposition because they're limited as to substitutions defensively. So, you know, it has a purpose. And, you know, let's face it, his offense has spoken for itself. And I think one of the things that speaks loudly to his success is the fact that so many former Western Carolina players are interested in following him. And I think that's a good thing. And that, of course, includes the great Desmond Reed.
Who, by the way, was named one of the five captains. They added Kyle Lewis, who's not a senior, the only senior, all voted on by the players, but they added Kyle. He's a potential All-American, and he's the heart of the Panthers' defense.
Yeah, and I think their concern is that they're young at the corner position, especially backups. A couple of freshmen may see some action at the corner on Saturday, but you know, I just think it's going to be fun for the fans, and maybe this game should have taken place before now, but that's a good thing. And also, the SEC has gone to that Nigel. The Alabama series for West Virginia has been canceled, and that opens up a possibility for the backyard brawl to continue, which I think it should. By the way, West Virginia, 74 new players. You talk about a mystery team. That's going to be interesting for Pitt and West Virginia. But hey, let's take the game at hand seriously and be ready to play.
All right. Well, we'll get ready for Saturday. We'll see you at Acrisure Stadium, Bill. Looking forward to it. And how about the Savannah Bananas before you go? Selling out PNC two nights in a row, tomorrow and Saturday, almost as fast as they announced it. What is the phenomenon that you see with this kind of the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball?
It's entertainment, and that's what I think sports should be. And, you know, I think the fans have embraced that team and the whole idea, and maybe it's a long time in coming because I always love the Globetrotters. We've had some Pitt players become Globetrotters, including Orlando Antigua.
All right.
But the Savannah Bananas, I can't name any of them, but I know they're to be enjoyed, and I think the fans will love them.
Well, there's two local bananas, one from Butler, one from Aliquip area, Raccoon Township, and they're very much looking forward. Both played college baseball, and both very much looking forward to being at home at PNC because they both dreamed about playing in this park. Alex Ziegler and Ryan Cox, and they're following, Bill. They have like 160,000 people following on Facebook. So they've got a fan base, and they're doing some fun stuff.
Oh, absolutely. It should be a fun evening. And, of course, Rib Fest this weekend is fun. A little congested on the north side, traffic-wise, but
get there early. All right, William, thank you. Bill Hillgrove, our Hall of Fame broadcaster, and, of course, you can hear and follow the Panthers on our brother station, 93.7 The Fan.
Larry, just in moments ago from Shaler Township Police, they say that the surrounding agencies and their department are involved in a police incident in the 1400 block of Anderson Road, and due to the proximity to Shaler Area High School, the school perimeter is secure. They say there is no immediate threat to the school or public, but again, there is a police incident unfolding right now in the 1400 block of Anderson Road.
Appreciate the update. Thank you, Paul. Very important. That will also affect, obviously, traffic in that area. To Myra Rush from our newsroom in studio every morning at this time. What's trending tea?
Bill Belichick. Belichick? How do you pronounce that?
Belichick. Yeah.
Belichick and his...
You got it.
Belichick?
Yes, he was the head coach for the New England Patriots, won six Super Bowls as the coach, and now he's in North Carolina. But it's funny, nobody or rarely talks about that part of it. They're all talking about his young girlfriend.
Yeah, his pretty young thing. She has a trademark. She's trademarking all of these sayings, and one of them is gold digger.
Oh, my. She's doing that on her own?
She files files to trademark gold digger.
You can't trademark gold digger, can
you? Well, she's trademarking some. She has a list of words that she's trademarking. I guess she's looking at the option to make money off of, you know, people
off of her fame.
Her fame. So, hey, why not? I mean, hey.
Yeah, there's like, what, a 50-year age difference or whatever?
Yeah, 50 years. I mean, he's okay with it. Why should we?
Clearly,
why
he's
should
okay.
We have? Well, why should we be upset about it?
I've heard so many women in particular say that is just off the chain.
Off the chain? Why?
Because of the age difference.
The age difference. I mean, why do we even care, right? I mean, we get wrapped
two
up
adults
in to make decisions. I wouldn't be happy if that were my child, let me tell you that.
Well,
but hey, who am I?
I think her dad's younger than him.
Yeah.
I mean, for real.
Talk to me about this banana. It's
absolutely storming the country. The Savannah Bananas, which is a baseball team that has some weird rules in their league. They're playing the Texas Tailgaters at PNC tomorrow and Saturday. When they first announced they were coming, it sold out in minutes. And now tickets, standing room only tickets, are like $120.
What?
On some of the, you know, StubHub and places like that.
So what is this?
It's the best way to describe it. And we talked about this being like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Okay.
You know, like the Harlem Globetrotters, they got a lot of really talented athletes, but they always play the Washington Generals.
Yes, always. Around Christmas time, like December 28th, come to Pittsburgh.
Here it's annual. It's between Christmas and New Year every year.
Every year, yeah.
EPG Paints, they sell out.
Yep.
It's that kind of entertainment. So these guys do backflips, and they have celebrities come in the game. They got umpires dance. They dance.
Oh, are they bananas? Do they dress?
Yeah, well,
in bananas?
They're in yellow.
They're in yellow.
So their uniforms are all yellow.
Oh,
so they
say, that's interesting.
It's like a farm team that they just. Many of these farm teams have these promotions for the games that are way crazy stuff. They just keep trying to outdo each other.
Oh, okay.
So at some point, but the CEO said, hey, this is just about entertaining. It's full family entertainment, and the weather's going to be great.
And it's
so it's going to be jam-packed on the North Shore. Think about Saturday. We mentioned with the Icy Light kickoff and Rib Fest.
Yes.
You got the Pit game at noon, the Bananas.
The Bananas are in town.
And then the gates open at PNC for that at 4:30. So if Pitt's game goes long, there's going to be a crunch for parking.
Oh.
And there's already a crunch for parking on the North Shore because they keep taking lots and building new stuff.
I mean, it's the Labor Day weekend, holiday weekend. I mean, we are going to have to try to separate from what happened yesterday.
Yeah. That.
I mean,
it's overwhelming.
It is. It's overwhelming. And to know that you have, you know, grandchildren who are in school, and it can happen anywhere. Well, it can happen anywhere.
Well, we have proven that in this city.
Absolutely.
As much as we don't like to think of it that way, in a synagogue, in a fitness place. Mm-hmm. Remember LA Fitness?
Yeah, it was in a church in South Carolina as well.
Yes. And in this case, a Catholic church with mostly little children at a prayer service, a mass for the celebration of the return of school on a Wednesday.
Well, on a Wednesday, right. So, I mean, there's no way that you can prepare for anything like this.
No.
I mean, we as parents, there's no way we can prepare for this. I mean, you sit back and you look at the overall, right? You know, you can't say what you should have done or what any school district should do or shouldn't do. I mean, we have districts across the country have put different situations and systems in place to make sure our children are safe going to school. I mean, that's just a thing, right? You have metal detectors, you know, you're taking, you know, backpacks and things like that. But I mean, there's no way you can ever, ever prepare for something as horrible as this.
And in this case, those metal detectors wouldn't have mattered because this was from outside to the church when he got there. So just, yeah,
I mean,
horrific.
Just God bless the our country. God bless that community. And like Father Tom Burke said yesterday, there is nothing wrong with praying. There is nothing wrong. And to forget prayers and for anyone to say, you know, thoughts and prayers, we could get over thoughts and prayers. That's the only thing in this world that keeps us grounded as a country. And we should remain vigilant and continue to do what we know is right, and that is to pray.
Thank you. This is the Big K Morning Show, and the aftermath of what happened in Minneapolis yesterday has us talking about pretty much the same thing we always talk about after these incidents, which are far too many. And one of the issues always gets back to the firearms. Joining us is Chief Counsel Joshua Prince, who is a firearms expert in when it comes to law. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to go through the same set of questions, basically the same answers, but nothing really has changed much when it comes to gun laws as of recent, or has it, or am I unaware?
There really hasn't been much that has changed. However, I really don't think the laws are the issue at this point. I've been speaking out for over a decade now about the need to do research into the SSRI drugs that are being prescribed at just skyrocketing numbers to our children. And in fact, just in the 90s, there was a 65% increase in the number of these SSRI drugs being prescribed to children. And as one of the side effects of these SSRI drugs is homicidal as well as suicidal ideation. And yet we haven't done any studies into these. The only studies that exist are the very few that the pharmaceutical industry has agreed to release. They have a bunch of other studies that they have not released. And there really is not much evidence of how the brain, the juvenile brain, is affected by these SSRI drugs.
Well, let me stop you there for a second, because a lot of people have no idea what SSRI drugs are. Please elaborate.
Oh, sure. So it stands for selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Most people, if they've heard it, they just heard of them as SSRI, but they include drugs like Zoloft, Lexapro, Prozac, Paxil, Pexaviv. There are a number of different ones, and if you just Google SSRI, you'll get a whole list of these that are prescribed with great frequency for all sorts of issues. And in fact, in the majority of cases, when they're being prescribed to juveniles and those basically under 25 years of age, they're being prescribed for off-label purposes by doctors. And this is, as I said, a significant issue that I believe we really need to look into. And in fact, there was a Dr. Bregan who in 2001 brought out a study about the effects of these SSRI drugs on the juvenile brain, data that he was able to procure. And the concern he raised was nothing less than breathtaking. And yet nothing has occurred. And that was almost 25 years ago now. And another issue that he identified that probably none of your listeners are aware of is in the law, especially under administrative agency law, we talk about a doctrine called agency capture, where basically an administrative governmental body that basically administers that specific industry becomes so close with that industry that it's taken over by that industry. And in Dr. Bregan's report, he went over how members of the FDA who would give approvals to certain of these drugs would later go on to receive very lucrative financial offerings by the pharmaceutical industry to come join them after leaving the FDA. So there are a lot of concerns about the legitimacy of the trials that were performed on a whole slew of drugs, not just SSRI drugs, and whether the pharmaceutical industry really controls and dictates through the FDA what drugs are going to get approved.
Well, there seems to be sweeping changes in that field at the federal level. In this case, we don't know yet that this Robert Westman, 23, had been prescribed any of those drugs. They're obviously going to look into that. But I did watch the 11-minute video that he posted, and he exposes in there a manifesto. And one of the things he writes is that he's telling his friends and family, you know, he knows the confusion and heartbreak this will be. So presumably he wrote this, obviously, and released it. He was preparing the day before, so I assume this was on Monday. It says, I quote, I have wanted this for so long. I am not well. I am not right. I'm a sad person haunted by these thoughts that do not go away. I know this is wrong, but I can't stop myself. I am severely depressed and have been suicidal for years. I'm sure they'll look into if there were, he was being treated in any way for that depression, but some insight. But I'll be curious to see if you're able to make any headway with your effort to look into the SSRI drugs, Josh.
I'm very hopeful, and in fact, I just heard a couple minutes ago Health and Human Services Secretary Kennedy on speaking that they have already started now investigating the SSRI drugs because of the violent tendencies that can occur as a result of taking these medications. So I'm very hopeful that in the near future we may learn more about it, especially the effect on the juvenile brain, because we know with the brain developing, it's going to be affected in a different way than the adult brain. But there's a whole nother layer to all this, and that's the stigmatization that occurs for people with any mental health issues. We really need to get away from that. We need to basically here in Pennsylvania upgrade our laws to give additional protections to people who want to seek out mental health treatment so that they don't have to feel stigmatized or that those records could ever be divulged to someone else, because we want people to feel free to seek out that help and not be fearful that they're going to lose rights, that their sensitive information is going to be released, or that there is any reason not to seek out that help.
Josh Prince, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. Keep us posted.
Thanks, Larry.
To uncover the full scope of what happened, to try and identify a motive why it happened.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara in the wake of yesterday's mass shooting at a Catholic school.
Leaving us all with the question, what do we do this time? How will this be different, or will it be different at all? We hope that in some way, somehow, there are answers. And one of the things you brought up earlier, which I believe will make a difference, is the use of artificial intelligence to scrub the internet and identify potentially violent people.
At least be able to find disturbing posts, maybe on social media or communications of that type that are made public.
Now, if a video like this perpetrator posted with dozens of guns on his bed, countless amounts of ammo, a manifesto, and talking psychotically, and, you know, that would be something to flag, to check on, do a safety check on somebody like that. Had something like that been posted prior to
last night at St. Louis.
The Pirates take a 2-1 series lead with a 2-1 victory over the Cardinals. Bubba Chandler pitched four scoreless innings. He earned his first major league win.
That is the voice of Joe Block, Pirates broadcaster, and also, since Bubba had his save in his first game and a win in his second, he's the first pitcher in baseball to do it since 1989.
And the Savannah Bananas are playing two games at a packed PNC Park on Friday and Saturday. They've got a couple of players from the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, Ryan Cox, and also Alex. He's Alex Ziegler's from Butler.
Yeah, Ryan is from Aliquippa.
Yeah, the Raccoon Township area. So both of them played in college. Both wanted to be major leaguers, and they are, in a sense, they're major league entertainers.
And people are paying big bucks to see them.
Oh, and if you've watched some of this, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, they're very entertaining.
Yeah, it's just fun to watch, and I think great family entertainment, and people are going to have a good time Friday and Saturday night at the Ballyard.
I think you have a very good description yesterday. This is the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
100%.
Wall Street ended in the green Wednesday after a volatile day of trading. The Dow gained 147 points. The Nasdaq nabbed 45. S&P added 15 points. More than 355,000 Ford pickup trucks are being recalled because of an issue with the instrument panel. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the display on the dashboard can go dark and fail to show important information like speed and warning lights. The recall affects some 2025 and 2026 F-Series models, including the F-150. Frontier Airlines is expanding its footprint with 20 new routes. Flyers will be able to travel to Central American cities from Houston, as well as domestic destinations out of Baltimore, Charlotte, Dallas, Detroit, and Fort Lauderdale. Some of the first flights will depart starting in November with tickets as low as $29. And as you get ready for some football, Bud Light wants you to take your tailgate to the next level with the new Traegerator. The combo grill and kegerator is the result of a collaboration with Traeger Grills. It even comes complete with Bluetooth speakers, but they only made one, and you can enter the free sweepstakes for a chance to win.